Welcome back, everybody. It's Mark Steiner here. Once again, it's Wednesday. Anna Walsh is on the line, the managing editor of the City Paper, where she also is the Eats and Drinks editor. Welcome back, Anna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well. I'm very well. So, new paper rolling out today.
Yes, and this is our Screens issue,
our first ever.
Yeah, so about a year ago, we changed the name of our film section in City Paper to Screens because that seemed to better encapsulate all of the different ways in which people are consuming media. So, you know, now we can cover things on Netflix or on YouTube, or, you know, we can talk about video games when you talk about Screens. So we decided to dedicate our feature story to exploring this idea of all the different ways that we're consuming media through screens and what effect that has or what the outcomes of that are.
So what form is that taking in terms of the articles you're doing?
So that means we have one article about Wham City and all of the various Baltimore artists and comedians who have started doing a lot of work with Adult Swim, you know, Cartoon Network's late night, not safe for work edition. And a lot of Baltimore people have started doing weird short cartoons and animations and videos for Adult Swim. So we take a look at that. We also have a really great photo essay by our photo intern who just stopped working with us. Unfortunately, he had to go back to school. Reginald Thomas, he did a photo essay about Kwame Rose, who sort of went viral during the Baltimore uprising after this video on YouTube started circulating of him telling off Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Right,
He's that guy. Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Exactly. So everybody, you know, recognizes him from Fox News and from YouTube. And so that's how he's gotten his fame. And he's also in a band. He's a rapper and he's been doing a lot of activism. He was part of the Rewired for Change event back at Artscape. So Reggie does a great job of just looking at his life now and how this event has sort of shaped the activism that he does and his role in the city. And Reggie also did a great profile of Kondwani Russell, who's a spoken word poet who is gaining attention from YouTube again. So he posts these videos, they're almost like music videos for his spoken word poetry, to YouTube and has a self-published collection of poetry coming out soon. He's Baltimore born and raised. So that's really interesting too. A lot of really great stuff.
And there's also something in here, it's not by Jed Dietz, but about the film festival looking at Baltimore's theater history.
Yeah, it's actually by Eric Allen Hatch, okay. Who's the Maryland Film Festival's director of programming. But it's actually about, you know, going back to the history of screens. So it's looking at old school movie theaters. So Eric does this really comprehensive view at movie theaters in Baltimore and how back in the 20s and 30s, there were so many theaters in Baltimore. You know, there were hundreds of these huge grand theaters. And he talks about the Mayfair, which used to be ranked up there with the, you know, the best theaters in L.A. or New York. And it's really a really interesting perspective. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it talks about the Royal, like all of these old places that don't exist anymore, but used to be a really vibrant part of how people consume media.
What was interesting about Baltimore, even the time I grew up, was that every neighborhood had their own theater in their community, whether it was on Pennsylvania Avenue, whether it was Forest Park, what they called the Forest. Every neighborhood had a theater that you could go to. So that was a whole history here of that in the city. I'm glad you're all doing that. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, and he does a really great job of looking at the role that these played in every different neighborhood and talks about some of his own experiences of growing up in the 90s and going to all of those theaters like you were talking about, all the little neighborhood theaters that used to still exist that are, you know, are being repurposed now or have been raised for whatever other purposes.
So are there other pieces in this issue that are grabbing the managing editor?
Well, I suppose I should do a little bit of self-promotion talk about the...
Why not?
I went to Encantada a few weeks back, which is the new restaurant in the American Visionary Arts Museum on the third floor.
Right. It looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really great. It's a vegetable focused menu, so there's still some meat there if you're a hardcore carnivore. Don't worry, but most of their dishes are vegan or vegetarian, and some of them are interesting vegetarian takes on more traditional dishes. Like they have vegan deviled eggs made out of turnips, which are really really good. Highly recommend.
You had those? You had those there?
I did. Yeah, I did. They were great.
No, Rebecca Hofbarger, when I was walking through the museum with her, who is obviously the founder and director, but she told me who these people were who were running it. And whose restaurant is it? Do you know who this
is? It's the owner of, I'm so bad with names. You can't put me on the spot like this. But
I'm
it's
sorry.
The owner of Nickel Tap House and Biroteca.
Oh, okay.
Is behind this,
yes.
And I can't remember his name.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. It's all right.
But yeah,
don't worry about it. That's what I do.
But it's also the chef who used to work at Biroteca is now in charge of Encantada, and I can't remember her name either. But I can remember that context.
The context is fine.
Yes. So, okay. Thanks.
Context is fine. Just not worry about that. So it was the Hot Fudge Wednesdays? Was that last issue or this issue?
No, that's in this issue.
Okay.
So that's Lexi Mountain, comedy extraordinaire. And she's sort of tied into our screens issue as well. And she's talking about drive-in movie theaters. And she has her own usual very funny take on them and talks about the Fantastic Four, the latest movie, and how she thought it was horrible. And it's entertaining as always.
And not many of those left either.
Yeah. Actually, we also, Mr. Wrong also coincidentally wrote about drive-in movies, and he wrote about how he thinks they're the best. So we have this nice two very opinionated columns about drive-in movie theaters.
I love drive-in
movie
theaters.
Compare and contrast. Yeah.
I liked them when I was a kid, and I like them now. I think this is very cool. It's just fun to sit around, and anyway, we'll have to go to all of it now, but yes, I like drive-in movie theaters. But now you also have, before we have to go, you have this Maryland's Becoming Boozapalooza. What is that?
Oh, so that's from our Hooch columnist, Brennan Jensen, and he did a cover story for us back in January that was about local liquor in Baltimore and in Maryland more generally, all of these distilleries that are popping back up in Maryland, especially for rye whiskey. And so he decided to check in on the state of distilleries in Maryland, and it turns out that there are a whole lot that are about to be popping up around the state. He names a couple down in Frederick that are starting up to distribute whiskey and brandy. Secrets, so, that club down in Ocean City,
right?
You know,
so when City Paper has a taste test, you have to call me.
Well, naturally.
All right. Just checking.
First on my list, yeah.
Okay, good. So Anna Walsh, once again, by the way, my able producer Stephanie Marvonis said it's Robin Haas is the owner of Encantada.
Oh,
is that right?
Thank you. Yes, no? Thank you, Stephanie.
We have to break. Anna Walsh, thank you so much once again.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Take care. So pop it out all across the city. City Paper is out today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Henry. Our engineers, Andrea Melton. Our interns are Sianna Grease, Manifa Wilson, and Calvin Button. My theme music is by Maul Matthews of King Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's show at talk@steinershow.org. And to podcast at Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. We're your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.